This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At day two of his confirmation hearing before a U.S. Senate panel, U.S. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh tries to clarify his standing on presidential power and Democratic concerns that he has suggested that a president can't be indicted.
Here's the bottom line point. There were ideas for Congress to consider. They were not my constitutional views. If a case came up that where someone was trying to say this is a constitutional principle, I would have a completely open mind on that because I've never taken a position on the Constitution on that question. I've only put out proposals for you all.
There's a staging area set up for sick passengers aboard an Emirates Airlines jet in New York. Dozens of them reported getting sick aboard the flight from Dubai this morning. It's about to land at JFK International. This is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference, so you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance, because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing only for a limited time. Find your local Sleep Number store. Go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
The latest on now a tropical depression, Gordon, from meteorologist Gary Best.
Right now, Gordon is weakening across Mississippi, moving gradually off to the northwest and moving into Arkansas over the next 24 to 36 hours as a much weaker system.
Wind's not much of an issue, but still it's quite a rainmaker, and Gordon's blamed for at least one fatality. A child died when a big tree limb blew down onto a mobile home in Pensacola, Florida. 10-term Massachusetts Congressman Mike Capuano losing his re-election bid as the Democratic representative was defeated by a progressive candidate, Anna Pressley, in a primary yesterday. That Boston City Councilwoman doesn't face a Republican opponent for the November election, so she'll become the first African-American to ever represent Massachusetts in Congress. Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel announcing yesterday he will not seek re-election. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A man is now in custody after apparently intentionally crashing a truck into a Dallas TV studio this morning before then getting out and going on what's being called a rant. Fox 4 reports the man was taken by police, but that the bomb squad remained on the scene investigating a suspicious bag that he's left behind. So far, no injuries are reported. Executives from social media companies are on Capitol Hill today trying to assure the nation that they are better prepared to fight foreign governments trying to manipulate U.S. elections. Twitter's top executive and Facebook's chief operating officer scheduled to testify before Senate and House committees today. Google was asked to send a representative but appears to just be submitting a written statement instead. Tennis star Serena Williams is backing the decision from Nike to use former NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick in its new ad campaign. Williams making the semifinals of the U.S. Open on Tuesday, telling reporters Kaepernick has done a lot for the African-American community, and it's cost him a lot in the process. She said for someone controversial like Kaepernick to be backed by a huge company like Nike is really a powerful statement. A lot of police organizations are making a statement about the ad campaign as well. They're calling for a boycott of Nike because of it. And for USA Radio News, I'm...
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Bill Martinez.
Let your body cast out my fear. Let your body.
10 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. As always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information that you need to know. Hey, and with us, an old friend. It's been a long time since we've had a chance to talk, and he's got a new book. Greg Jackson, national best-selling author. Some of his previous books, as you may recall, as he's talked about on this show, is Conservative Comebacks to Liberal Lies, We Won't Get Fooled Again, 40 Things to Teach Your Children Before You Die, and 40 Rules to Help Boys Become Men. And he's got 40 more rules up his sleeve, that are absolutely perfect for sales pros, what you need to know, and we're going to talk about that as well in just a moment. Hey, Greg, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me back. Great to hear your voice.
Hey, always good to hear from you, buddy. And, of course, a lot going on right now. Before we get into your book, I'm eager to talk about that. As you know, sales and marketing is right in my wheelhouse, so that'll be easy for us to talk about and share some ideas on. Particularly interested in yours and the 40 rules that you came up with. I gave a real quick sconce of them earlier, but before we get into that, a lot happening in the cultural scene. The cultural war continues like never before. I don't know, Greg, in my lifetime, if we have been at such odds with one another. And thank you very much for the political environment. You know, the more we move toward the political and move away from the spiritual, is it any wonder that, you know, we get reduced to our lowest common denominator?
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. And you hit the nail on the head. I mean, we do have political problems. We have economic problems. We've always had political and economic. When haven't we, right?
Yes, exactly.
But the main point is that the main problem or issue has and will always continue to be a spiritual issue, spiritual problem, right at the very center globally and just in the United States. And mm-hmm. So our main problems are not political and economical as much as they are spiritual. Mm-hmm. The bottom line is, I mean, maybe some of your listeners don't know my full story. I'm a Jewish believer, came to faith in 2001, thank God, born again.
Yes.
Covered by the blood of the Lamb. And, you know, the world needs Jesus. The United States needs Jesus. Every country needs Jesus. Every sinner in the world who is not saved by Jesus needs Jesus. Mm-hmm. Jesus said when he was on this earth, I am the truth, the way, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. If you had an issue with that you take it up with the Father.
Right.
But I didn't write the Bible. But the good news is, Bill, the Bible clearly says that in the last days, and we're in the last of the last days, mm-hmm. That this is how it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to go from bad to worse. The world is going to become more evil. And that, you know, people are going to, there's going to be false Christ. People are going to be deceived. There's going to be more false teachings.
Mm-hmm.
And people are going to be lovers of themselves. Of course, I'm paraphrasing. You can look at 2 Timothy 3 and 4 for more on that. But the bottom line is this. You know, politically speaking, yes, I did vote for Donald Trump. for me, at least I believed a lot of what he was saying about draining the swamp. I haven't seen too much of it. He has done some good things. But for me, it's a secondary issue because I never was under the impression that Donald Trump was going to be our Messiah, that he was going to save us. But I did think he could give us a respite and that he was going, he was more in line with my political views. Mm-hmm. But the bottom line is that I knew that what our country, the main struggle was spiritual. We turned away from God a long time ago. God is judging our country. I think the judgment will only increase. And I was never under the illusion, Bill, I'd love to hear what you think, that America is going to be made great again in so much as, you know, we were going to return to the roaring 50s, you know, when the chrome was thick and the women were straight. And, you know, yes, the economy is doing well. I think a lot of it is synthetic. I think it's contrived. Even Donald Trump said it was a bubble when he was running, and now, you know, suddenly the stock market is booming, and now it's not a bubble. So at any rate, the good news is this. I believe we're getting toward the end, Bill. The end meaning not the end of the world, but the end of this dispensation of grace, the church age, the last 2,000 years. And for believers, I believe that God will be calling his body home soon, and then the beginning of the seven-year tribulation, which nobody will want to be around for. People will have the chance to get saved, but it's going to be very difficult. Most that will get saved are going to be martyred. And so I don't believe America is ever going to be great again. I believe America is Mystery Babylon. We are the hammer for the entire world. We're the leading economy, the leading military. I don't know who else Mystery Babylon would be that all the nations get drunk on her wine and commerce would be, but America. I know that that's a little bit controversial. That's what I believe. Mm-hmm. I reserve the right to be wrong, and I have been wrong in the past. But that's the way I see the world, is that we got to get prepared spiritually. We got to get as many people on the ark spiritually as possible, and the ark is Jesus Christ. He's the truth, the way, and the life. He's the door. And that's where I believe we are. What do you think, Bill?
Well, I would agree with you. I think your assessment is right on, Greg. That's where it's at. I mean, really what's coming into focus here. Well, first of all, like you, God is sovereign. This is his popcorn stand. It's operating. Everything is unfolding just as he planned. No surprises. He's not shocked that Donald Trump got elected. Hillary Clinton didn't. No big issue there. No big mystery. And this whole situation, the temptation, you're right. The temptation is that people will fall into the throes of secularism, which we have become more and more and, secularized here in this country. You know, Barack Obama made the announcement years ago when he said that we were no longer a Christian nation. I know there were a lot of Christians that were rather shocked about that. And when you looked at the comparative history of this country, you said, okay, when did that happen? Well, probably before Barack Obama made the announcement, because even Gallup says that we've got a lot of people that look at the Bible, but it's not transforming their lives. Kind of interesting. So, but what this part of what comes down to, and what people are concerned about, is the loss of liberty. You know, with Jesus comes freedom, comes liberty. I mean, that's what he came to, break the chains and set the captives free. And it's almost like the captives are happy to be captivated once again, and moving in the wrong direction. And so ultimately, I would agree with your assessment and say that's the opportunity. And, God wants us to be liberated and free, because when that time happens, when we get down to those 7 years, if you're not taken up in the rapture, well, then, the people left behind are going to need leaders, and they're going to need people that understand what liberty is all about. Our forefathers, founding fathers, understood that. And from day one, that has been the battle. You get forces in this country that believe that the minions don't deserve freedom. They don't even know what freedom is. If we left them up to their own devices and they had their own money and everything, they'd make a big mess out of this stuff. So, they're lucky that the ruling elites are here to tell them where they should go, how high they should jump, and we'll take care of everybody, because left to their own, all they are is a bunch of greedy people, because that's what we are. And we know that if we're left to our own devices, that's what we would do. So it's almost a self-indictment on their part. And, more and more people are beginning to realize that, but not quite to the number that you and I would be happy with. But again, God is sovereign, and this is all unfolding in his time. And so where are we at in light of his time plan. But look at Greg, we got to go to a quick break. You and I got into some, I think, needed philosophy, and that's what happens when you and I get together, is we do talk about spiritual things. And
we break bread.
That's, yes, exactly. So we've got more from Greg Jackson on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. We're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at DYLN.co. That's DYLN.co.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Here, right now, Bill Martinez live.
I was blinded. You gave me eyes.
19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and very independent, coming your way Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. With us right now, of course, we pick up our conversation with best-selling author Greg Jackson and his new book. Greg, put a bow on what we talked about, because, you know, this radio show and what you and I have always been about, I mean, in, you know, the books, they're incidental. What you and I are in the business of and what we're more concerned about are the very souls of those who are listening.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think you hit the nail on the head in the previous segment, which, you know, is that, you know, our nation has been blessed for many, many years because really, I mean, we didn't live in a pure theocracy, but Jesus was Lord, and mm-hmm. and most people were at least literate in the Bible. Maybe not experts and certainly not a sinless nation, but we honored God, our laws, our government. There's never been a more compassionate society in terms of getting the gospel out, you know, evangelizing the rest of the world in the United mm-hmm. States. And but we've turned from our blessed hope, who is right. Jesus Christ.
Our first
and
love.
We did that a long time ago. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, no, I say our first love. We've turned away from our first love.
Our first love, yes. Yeah. Our first love. And so I believe that actually God, this is just so unbelievable when you think about it, that he's using Trump for his purposes. Of course, mm-hmm. Romans 13 says that he chooses our leaders, right?
Yes.
And so, like you said, Barack Obama didn't take him by surprise, and Donald Trump didn't take him by surprise. And I don't really want to get into whether Trump is part of the Illuminati or maybe, you know, he's part of the whole plan to take America down. That all to me is secondary.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really get too caught up in it because what I do know is because it's really all speculation. But what I do know for sure is that God allowed it. And I believe that God allowed it, Bill, because I believe that God is using Donald Trump to reveal the hearts of many people on both sides of the political spectrum, on all sides of the religious spectrum,
mm-hmm.
to really show where we are at. And what I'm seeing, and I'd be curious to know what you think as well, what I've seen is that, boy, Donald Trump can be a stumbling block. People can get tripped up over him. He can be a very divisive. Well, he is very divisive by his mm-hmm. very nature,
right.
splitting apart families. You know, I've had people where I've just criticized him even on the littlest things. Like, for example, he promised that he was not going to fund Planned Parenthood. Well, I've just brought it to people's attention that evangelical Christian leaders met at the White House the other day, and not one of them said, hey, you promised to defund Planned Parenthood, and yet for the past 2 years, you've given them close to $1 billion
mm-hmm.
because the president is the one who signs that the legislation and the law, the spending bills.
Right.
And my point is that, you know, that's what he said. He didn't follow through on his promise. I think that should be something that Christian leaders like Franklin Graham should probably have brought to his attention instead of clapping at the great economy and the 4.0%, you know, unemployment
GDP
or whatever they supposedly
right.
say it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. And GDP, not that those things aren't important. My point is this. I believe Donald Trump is being used. He's like a litmus test, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
And where are our hearts? And I think sadly, the hearts of America are with, really, they want America to be great again. And I would love it if America were great again too, but I recognize where we are biblically. I know the signs of the times, like the sons of Issachar.
Yes.
We should be knowing biblically where we are. And sadly, I'm sorry, but I don't see it in the tea leaves. In fact, I see our country going in the opposite direction of where a repentant, God-honoring, Jesus-loving culture and society should be. And those who really want the things of this earth and the money, there's never been a more prideful president. We have to admit it, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
He's full of himself. He's the most arrogant, prideful. Again, I voted for him, not saying he's the Antichrist, people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So no hate mail. But what I am saying is that God is using him, I believe, to test our hearts, to see where we're really at. And I'll tell you what, as much as I want to see America become great again, Bill, what I'm really looking for more than anything is the rapture, the harpazo, the snatching away of the mm-hmm. church, because I recognize that I think the tribulation is right around the corner. Prophetically, the nations surrounding Israel, all those things that the Bible speaks of for students of the Bible are happening. It's right here, right now. So the good news is that you have a chance to be saved from your sins by calling on the name of the Lord. In the book of the Romans, it says that all who call on the name of the Lord will be saved. It's a free
right.
gift of salvation.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Amen. Amen. That's
so
exactly.
That's my greatest love.
Right.
That's my mm-hmm. greatest passion, is getting that message out to people, because Jesus is the only way. You must be saved. And I pray that everybody listening who is not saved, that today would be the day of salvation. And let's get ready for that big wedding banquet, that marriage supper of the Lamb that the Bible speaks of, that I believe will take place right around the corner during the 7-year tribulation, that God's people are going to be protected from, because God clearly says that his people are not appointed to his wrath. And that wrath is poured out during the tribulation.
Exactly. Well, Greg, I agree with that. I mean, I'm seeing it as you do, and in part, I do. I mean, I am only slightly conflicted in as much as, you know, with Donald Trump. I've seen him as an exposing agent. I mean, he has revealed a lot to people. And, you know, of course, as you know, in the Bible, things get a little screwball-y when, you know, when humanity does well, when it's prosperous. I mean, we see the cycle of nations, cycle of, you know, what happened in the book of Judges. People begin, you know, with prosperity, they begin to see things according to their own eyes, until then they became their own victims and lost their freedoms and became enslaved. They cry out to the Lord for a leader. A leader comes, adjusts them once again, exposes their deception and their sin. They call out to God. God, in his grace and mercy, says, okay, I'll bring you back into the fold. They start doing well again, and then they fall victim into, you know, that cycle of seeing things according to their own eyes. So it is with mixed emotions in terms of the whole, you know, make America great again. And I had been thinking that maybe we were going to have a bit of a Nineveh moment. And, you know, there's certain, you know, I would say bonfires of revival in talking with Franklin Graham. Yes. You know, he's been all over the place, as you know, leading prayer. And it's been absolutely incredible and miraculous what has occurred on the steps of many, many governing bodies in just about every state of the nation. And so I believe the hearts of the people are right to a degree. Although this is the thing that concerns me, to your point, is that with the success, that we've got more jobs than people to fill it, GDP, you know, up to 4.2%, a robust economy, people getting back to work, all this good stuff. In the process, are we going to end up, as a result, holding on more to the things of the world instead of that higher calling that God calls us to?
Yeah, well, no, that's a very, you know, insightful question you pose. That's a million-dollar question. And I think the answer is going to be that I believe, as a student of economics, that our country is, we are on the precipice, Bill, of an economic collapse. I hate to be a doom and gloomer, but I'm a numbers guy. I look at the numbers, and when I see the unprecedented levels of debt and the collapse, the currency collapse, and it, last time in 2008 was institutional. Now it's going to be more of a currency a collapse, and I think that God will allow it, because he's going to have to take our toys away, Bill, to your point, because he cares more about our souls than our, you know, two-car garages and all of our appliances in our homes. The bottom line is that we're in that at the end of the dispensation of grace. I truly believe that. That's what the Bible teaches. Mm-hmm. I reserve the right to be wrong, but that's, you know, exactly. That's where I think we're at. And well, so Greg, our stuff is going to have to be taken away.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. You know, we're out of time. We're going to talk about your book, your new book, 40 Rules Every Sales Pro Needs to Know. 30 seconds. There's no way we're going to be able to get into it, but tell them where they can go to get their hands on it. We'll at least give them that much. And also the promise that we will have you back, and we will focus on 40 Rules Every Sales Pro Needs to Know.
Yeah, thank you, Bill. If we don't get raptured, you know, the important thing is what we discussed, but we still have to be about our Father's business. So if the Lord tarries, I've written this book based on 25 years of sales experience. They're just the 40 little nuggets for sales and business and really for life and cultivating relationships, marriage, whatever it is, just some little nuggets that I wanted to pass down. And so if your listeners are interested, go to Amazon, check it out, 40 Rules Every Sales Pro Needs to Know, and you can look at the table of contents, and you can even do a sneak peek. And check thank out, you very much for having me on, Bill.
You got it, pal, always. And check out his website, gregjackson.com. That's with three G's, one at the front, two in the back of Greg. Okay, so gregjackson.com, that's where we spell it. Greg, as always, God bless. Appreciate it.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
At day two of his confirmation hearing before a U.S. Senate panel, U.S. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh tries to clarify his standing on presidential power and Democratic concerns that he has suggested that a president can't be indicted.
Here's the bottom line point. There were ideas for Congress to consider. They were not my constitutional views. If a case came up that where someone was trying to say this is a constitutional principle, I would have a completely open mind on that because I've never taken a position on the Constitution on that question. I've only put out proposals for you all.
There's a staging area set up for sick passengers aboard an Emirates Airlines jet in New York. Dozens of them reported getting sick aboard the flight from Dubai this morning. It's about to land at JFK International. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
God of creation, there at the start, before the beginning of time.
Bill Martinez.
With everything exists to lift you high, so alive. And if the wind goes where you send it, so alive. If the rocks cry out in silence, so
live.
Hey, it's the way you like us, fresh and very independent, every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. We're back with you. This portion of Bill Martinez Live being brought to you by my friends at Liberty HealthShare. If you find yourself confused about healthcare, and I don't blame you, you know, we were going to repeal, replace, you know, like, what do we have now? You know, so it is a bit confusing, and you're not alone, but the solution is Liberty HealthShare that I want to tell you about. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay their medical costs. You choose your doctor and your hospital. What a novel idea. You really do choose your doctor and your hospital here, unlike other purported healthcare programs that our federal government tried to pass on to us. Starting at $199 a month for a single. That's right. $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids. I mean, when have you ever seen healthcare prices like that? Okay? $529 a month for a family, mom, dad, all the kids. Hey, if you want more information, give them a call. Okay? 855-585-4237. 855-585-4237. Or visit LibertyHealthShare.org. They've got all the details for you. All right, we're waiting on our next guest, I guess, Stephen Johnson. His book, Farsighted, How We Make Decisions That Matter the Most. He is the author of the book, very popular book, that was such an encouragement and an inspiration for creative types, where good ideas come from, as I say, inspired many creative people all over the world. But in Farsighted, How We Make the Decisions That Matter, he uncovers powerful tools for honing the important skill of complex decision-making. While you can't model a once-in-a-lifetime choice, you can model the deliberative tactics of expert decision makers. I mean, why not? You know, if you want to be an expert decision maker, why not follow the lead of those who have gone before us and have made expert decisions, and not expert decisions because they say so, but expert decisions because of the results that followed said decisions, right? Now, these experts aren't just the master strategists running major companies or negotiating high-level diplomacy. I'm sure you've had mentors or people in your life that may not be operating in the corner office, and they have the big golden key that gets them into that special door, and that has somebody serving them coffee all the time. You may have run into people, just everyday people, that just, they get it. They're wired so uniquely in such a special way, and we can learn so much from them along the way. And I'm sure maybe you've taken advantage. Maybe sometimes you look back and you say, wow, I should have listened. Sometimes it's our mother or father, sometimes other people that you think, well, you know, what do they know? But they know a lot. And they have that missing puzzle piece that you need to have, because I think that's what happens. You know, this is why God tells us that, you know, why relationships are so important, because you never know who has that missing puzzle piece that is going to fit just right to be the answer to your problem. Stephen Johnson, I understand, now has joined us. Stephen, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hey, Bill. I'm great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thanks for coming on. I was doing a little bit of a lead-in on your book, Farsighted, How We Make Decisions That Matter the Most. And you do point out in your book that, you know, it's very appropriate for us to look at people who have gone before us and have made expert decisions. I often say, if you want to be successful, look what other successful people do. And you kind of do this in your book as well. And the thing is about people who have made expert decisions, the empirical evidence is the result of said decision, is it not?
Yeah, I think there are two different kind of approaches that I tried to take in writing Farsighted. One is more of a narrative perspective where I tell stories of decisions that went well or, in fact, decisions that went poorly. There's a long riff about General Washington's decision at the Battle of Brooklyn, which was kind of a disaster, one of his early decisions of the Revolutionary War that didn't work out very well. Mm-hmm. So you can learn from both successful decisions and bad decisions. But also, it's important to temper that with the more empirical studies where people have looked at people making decisions, making the kinds of complex decisions that I talk about in the book, in a controlled experimental kind of scientific environment, which is tricky to do, right? It's tricky to, you know, this is a book about life decisions. So, you know, who should I marry or should I take a job or not? It's hard to do that in a lab.
Yes, exactly.
and by definition, everyone's experience is a little bit different, and a complex decision is always going to be a unique constellation of forces coming together that are, you know, singular. But there are ways that we can study these things, and I think if you take an approach where you look both at history and you look at these more scientific studies, that can give us actually a set of real tools and strategies for making decisions like this in our own lives.
Well, at least give her some bumpers, right? I mean, you know, because, you know, there's so many things that come into play, because which may be appropriate for you because of your background, like you say, who to marry. It's not just about the other person. I mean, it's also what you're bringing to the table as well. And I think sometimes that's where we make the mistake, is we fail to put into the equation, our junk in our trunk, so to speak.
Look, human beings are incredibly gifted at all sorts of things and intellectually very gifted. But we have a set of kind of limitations in the way that we often perceive the world, particularly when we're dealing with complexity and particularly when we're dealing with things that have long time horizons, right? So when you make a big choice, like whether to get married or whether to take a new job or whether to move, the time horizon of that could be decades. Could be. I mean, one of the things that started this whole project for me is that I
had this kind of crossroads in my life almost 10 years ago where I wanted to move from New York to California. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you think about that in terms of the impact it had on my kids, who now may end up being kind of West Coast people as opposed to East Coast people, mm-hmm. the effects of that choice might be still echoing 60 years from now, right?
And right, exactly.
We tend to.
Yeah, because then you'd have West Coast grandchildren.
Yeah, I know, exactly, right? And so it could go on even further than that. And mm-hmm. we tend to, when we look at something like this, we tend to think more short term than long term, and we tend to also anchor our thought process on one or two key variables. Mm-hmm. And the problem is that with a complex decision, one of the things that makes it complex is that it is a multivariable problem. It has sometimes dozens of different factors and values that are impacted by the choice. And so at least initially, you can't go with your gut. You can't go with your instinct on these types of things because your instinct isn't informed enough about all the potential consequences, all the potential options that might be available to you. You might only be seeing one part of the set of decisions that are actually available to you, the set of paths that are available to you. And so in the long run, you might be able to trust your gut, but you have to go through a process of kind of informing your mm-hmm. mind
right.
Of all those variables. And then if you've gone through that process, your instincts may end up being the right ones, but you have to take time to go through this longer decision process.
Now, is this a bit of an extended concept of like the Benjamin Franklin scenario where you lay all the pluses and negatives, you know, that type of process?
Well, the book kind of starts with Benjamin Franklin talking about what is effectively a pros and cons list, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Which he claims to have invented, and he had a great name for it. He called it moral algebra, which is the name of the first chapter. And what I think is so, I start the book with that because I think for most of us, a pros and cons list is like the one technique we actually know to make mm-hmm. a big decision. But in fact, there are all these other techniques that have been developed in the last 20 or 30 years, and Farsighted is trying to give people a kind of an overview of some of those techniques.
Well, when we come back, I want you to unfold these powerful tools that you've discovered that we can probably marry in a little bit into this moral algebra equation that Benjamin Franklin has given us that many of us have used over the years so we can refine our skill set and be even better yet. We're speaking with the best-selling author of Farsighted, How We Make the Decisions That Matter the Most. Stephen Johnson continues with us right here on Bill Martinez Live. We're coming at 18 before the top of the hour.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen Lennon with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and storiesforsoldiers.us Veterans Tip of the Day. The economy is growing with second quarter GDP at 4.1%. Employers tell us they have over 6.7 million job openings. They need to fill those jobs so their companies can grow. Companies are actively looking for people to fill those unfilled jobs. And one of those better paying jobs may be out there for you if you're qualified. If you're a post 9/11 veteran, you may be eligible for the new GI Bill. To get a better education, you can get a better job. Make yourself independent and make yourself more valuable by getting a higher paying job. Are you a veteran looking for a better job? Go to the VA.gov website and search the Yellow Ribbon Program. You may be smarter than you think. This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us Veterans Tip of the Day.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house.
I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Hey, we're back with you. Good to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, conversation with best-selling author Stephen Johnson continues. Yeah, his latest book, Farsighted, How We Make the Decisions That Matter the Most. Stephen, and much like your earlier celebrated book that opened up opportunities for creative types such as yours truly, I see where Farsighted opens up, the heretofore limited concepts of how we make choices. You know, if we've only been relying on a Benjamin Franklin type scale, pros and cons list, or Darwin before that, or after that, I should say, then here we are in this modern technology. So many people before us, the things that they've learned, as I often tell my kids, it is experience that defines preference, and that experience doesn't necessarily have to be personal. As you suggest, it can be observed experience as well, right?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting you brought up the earlier books, because so much of what I've written about in the past has been about innovation and creativity. Mm-hmm. And I initially thought of this as kind of a different topic. But in fact, it turns out that some of the skills that and techniques that are useful in inventing and innovating also apply to decision making, because part of what you're trying to do with a complicated choice is, you know, as we were just talking about, you know, getting outside of your initial impression of the situation or the choices in front of you and perceiving new opportunities, perceiving new risks that you didn't initially see. And the ways that you can kind of trick your mind into seeing those things that you didn't initially see are actually quite similar to the ways that you trick your mind into coming up with new ideas. So there's actually more overlap than I realized.
Wow, interesting. Well, and the thing is, again, and I saw that. I mean, for some reason, I was able to perceive that pretty quickly in looking at the relevance, how it kind of builds onto another. That I saw this as an expansion of where we are. I mean, it's you know, like looking at a problem at ground level and then going 10,000 feet above it and looking down upon it. Different perspectives broaden the options, and that's what I appreciated about what you're sharing with us, is that you're broadening, you know, the options for consideration here. And to me, I like that kind of concept. That's just the way I'm wired, I guess.
Yeah, well, that's great. I appreciate it, Bill. And you know, it's a different kind of argument for a word we throw around a lot, diversity, right?
Mm-hmm.
That you want to have diverse perspectives on a problem. And that diversity can take various different forms, both the kind of multicultural sense of diversity, but also diversity of expertise and professional background or value systems, whatever it is, to bring, it's a little bit like the old team of rivals idea from mm-hmm. Lincoln's administration, right?
Right?
Like, bring people who have different ideas and different frameworks and different metaphors for seeing a problem, and bring them into the inner circle when you're taking on a decision like this, because they're going to perceive the problem from new angles. And there's a whole range of great studies of this. A lot of times they do this with mock juries. This is one of the ways you can test this in a kind of laboratory environment.
Mm-hmm.
You do a mock jury and you basically test different compositions of juries and see which juries end up with the most kind of perceptive analysis of the case. And it turns out when you have people who have different backgrounds, when you have gender diversity, those groups tend to make wiser decisions precisely
exactly.
because they challenge each other's assumptions. They avoid groupthink. If everybody thinks the same way, you get locked into an initial impression and you don't open your mind to kind of new possibilities.
Mm-hmm. And you bring up something that's key here, and I want people to make sure they catch this. Oftentimes, diversity is used in a restrictive manner in today's culture. But diversity, the way you're using it and the way I like to look at it, is a broadening perspective. You're not being diverse in order to limit. You're being diverse in order to expand, because what is the ultimate goal? If your ultimate goal is just for the sake of diversity, then I think you squelch the opportunity for a broadened decision, do you not?
Exactly. I mean, one of the most important steps in a decision process, and there should be steps, it shouldn't just be one single kind of, you know, a leap of faith.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most important steps is to put new alternatives on the table, right? Discover new options. Because oftentimes, and there's been a lot of fascinating research on this in terms of business decisions, when people face a choice where it's what they call a whether or not decision. Like, there's one option and you're trying to decide to do it or not.
Mm.
Those decisions tend to be much less successful than decisions where people went through a process where they actively attempted to discover other options.
Exactly.
So it went from being a whether or not decision to a which one decision. You've got mm-hmm. three options or four options.
Exactly.
And there are long studies of lots of these decisions. Those types of multiple option decisions tend to be much more successful in the long run. And so how do you need to discover those options. That's where diversity can help. Someone else might be able to say, hey, what about this path if you hadn't
right.
thought of?
And sometimes, Stephen, what happens, because in this hurry-up society, I call it the microwave generation, you know, we stand in front of a microwave today and we yell, hurry up. You know, it's just not moving fast enough. It's kind of silly. But, you know, what we do in trying to hurry up the process, instead of, as you say, going through and doing the hard work that takes time, and sometimes we're limiting our success and opportunities because we're so much in a hurry to get it done, as opposed to look at doing the hard work, doing the studying, and if something is not quite working, you know, instead of just ignoring it and skipping over it, or, you know, compelling somebody to, you know, as you say, go along, you know, we've argued this enough, let's just do it my way, that's it. Well, you know, it's you know, again, that's counter what you're suggesting here, and farsighted how we make make decisions that matter the most. And that is, you know, in uncovering these powerful tools that you refer to that gets us through this process so that we really are more diverse in a positive way, coming up with, a decision that has taken more into account things that we may not necessarily do because we're impatient.
Well, yeah, the microwave generation, that's great. And that there are two ways in which that idea is relevant to what I'm trying to write about in this book. So the first is slow down your decision process, right? Like, don't make the choice in a day, make it in a month, right? And and go through different phases. And I talk through, in the book, I talk about the different phases you want to go through in a decision like this. But also slow it down in a different way. You think about the longer time horizon here, right? So as you're making the choice, and this is partially a storytelling kind of technique in a way, like tell the story of what this decision's impact will be 2 years from now or 10 years from now, right? Imagine that far forward, right? Because we, you know, slow down the actual process of making a decision, but also mentally project forward, even if you, even if you're wrong, right? And you probably are, because the future is hard to predict. Taking the time to imagine outcomes, potential outcomes down the line outside of this framework of this week or this quarter, you know, the next 24 hours, is something we don't do intuitively, right? Our brains tend to not work on those scales. But if we have practice and we force ourselves to do it, it is actually something that will make our ultimate outcomes of our choices better.
Well, and even if you are wrong, you're informed, and you can take that and reinvest what you've learned as a result of the practical experience. See, we only got a couple minutes left here, and you talk about these powerful tools in your book, and of course it's going to be difficult to get to them in depth, but that's okay, because that's a reason for our audience to get their hands on your book, right? Of course it is.
There are lots of techniques in the book, and you know, the book's available everywhere as of yesterday, so hopefully we'll check it out.
And we're going to link it on our website. Let's talk about one or two of the powerful tools in this last minute and a half we have together.
Well, another storytelling technique that I think is really great is something called scenario planning, right? So you've got a couple of options now. Now sit down and tell that story of what will happen 2 years from now with option X and option Y and option C. But here's the twist. This is what people don't almost ever do. Tell multiple stories for each option. And scenario planning people who kind of have invented this tool, they often talk about telling three stories for each option. One where things get better, one where things get worse, and one where things get weird. And that last one is so brilliant because, again, the future is hard to predict. You can't predict it with any certainty, you know, fully. But you can imagine these different outcomes. And the weird outcome where you're like, what would be a scenario where 2 years from now something really surprising happened with this particular choice? Just by going through that exercise, you see more of it, right? Your imagination is stretched. You're expanding your kind of field of vision. So that, I think that's a great exercise and kind of a fun exercise that people can do.
Well, I love that idea, especially the weird idea. I mean, you know, we wouldn't think about that, right? Because we stay safe, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And there's something liberating by doing that, because then it makes the other two options maybe not quite that bad and maybe a little bit more real. Stephen Johnson, his book, Farsighted, How We Make the Decisions That Matter the Most, now available. It'll be linked on our website too at BillMartinezLive.com, all the usual places. Stephen, thank you so much. I'm looking forward to getting more into the book, and as I'm sure our audience as well, especially in discovering these new tools that we can advance beyond just the Benjamin Franklin pros and cons type scale that we've traditionally used. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Great. Thanks, Bill.
You got it. Stephen Johnson on Bill Martinez Live.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
It's a no-brainer.